This is a little insight on the tetanus shot, my friends and I favorite hangout in summer of 2011. What would you say is the biggest boundary that we've crossed in the past few years?
Probably tetanus.
Would you be able to explain what tetanus is?
Yeah, it's just a place down in Maniac. It's an open area, but it used to be an abandoned factory that we all used to just, like, chill at. It's private property now. It's all boarded up, and, I mean, there's just fences all around it.
Remember both things that went on when we would hang out at tetanus?
It was just pretty, like, basic. We all just used to, like, chill there while our friends would just skate. They made, like, a little skate park there, and it started, like, people just started to, like, hear about it or, like, just, like, come across it randomly, and I remember this one time, actually, when these kids from, like, Virginia came down, and we all met up, you know, it was a random, like, summer day, and we were there, and these two kids were there, and they started talking to us, and they said they were from Virginia, and they were just looking for, like, some places to skate and whatnot, and so they started, we started being cool with them and whatnot. They were leaving in, like, a week, and then they brought a whole bunch of furniture down. They, like, hooked the place up. I mean, we didn't really give a shit about tetanus. We just kind of went there to, like, sit on the ground and hang out, but they really, like, they came down, and they built us a fire pit. They brought a couch. They brought a chair. They brought a huge umbrella, like, so much. So we also used to have tetanus parties.
What is a tetanus party? What would you guys do?
I mean, it would be like a whole crew would come down from the neighborhood, like 30 of us, and they would just like before it got dark out, they would just skate and skate, and then we would start setting up a fire, and then we'd get the fire done. Some of our friends would, like, since it was, like, abandoned, it wasn't, like, out in the public, some of our friends would just, like, graffiti all over the walls, and, like, it would just be, like, fun, and we would just, you know, chill and, like, with each other.
Were there any crazy things that would happen there?
I mean, yeah, I remember this one time, our friend Jeff, he was just a little out of it that night, and he decided randomly to just, like, set the couch on fire. Our couch, like, the couch that the Virginia kids brought to us. They put so much effort into putting this couch at tetanus, and Jeff just decided to, like, light part of it, one of the cushions. He threw a cushion in the fire, and the flame just rose. It was just, like, out of control. And, I mean, there were always these people. Like, there was, like, it's like, alright, so here's tetanus, and then there's the canal right outside the fenced up, like, border of tetanus. And then right behind the canal is the towpath, and then along the towpath are all, like, the backs of the stores. Okay, one of them was Hikaru, and that was, like, directly across from tetanus. And it was, like, up, and, like, there were just always these Asians, like, looking down on us, like, all the time. Like, they were, like, the only ones that knew about what went on down there. And, I mean, thank God forbid if they would have, like, called the cops on us or something. Thank God they never did, but...
You know, since it's called tetanus shot, did anybody ever actually have to get a tetanus shot?
I mean, well, I do recall this one time when we were all hanging out, you know. We were just there, they were all skating and whatnot. And they were over by the window, as we like to call it. It's like you look out the window, there's no windows there. It's like, you know, they're all, like, broken and shit and whatnot. But you would look out into, like, the river, you would see the Schuylkill River, and right above that, the Maniac Bridge. And they were all, like, they were skating over there for some reason, even though it's really not safe, because that's where most of the, like, big holes and, like, I don't know, just, like, all the leftover scraps from the abandoned factory were. So our friend Steve, he was just skating there one day, and he accidentally skated into a big hole, and he just completely fell, and he was, like, holding on, like, if you go underneath tetanus, there's, like, you can see where this hole is, but it's completely blocked off all around, so if you fall into that hole, there's really no way out, like, from down below. So Steve really, like, when he fell, he was, like, holding on for his dear life. His skateboard already fell, and he was just like, he was just like screaming, and like it was really bad. So we put him out, like finally, like we all noticed him just like squealing and whatnot. So we pulled him out, and we put him onto like the ground, and he just started like screaming at the top of his lungs. We were all so confused because we thought he was just like hanging there, you know, just chilling, but really he just started screaming. He goes, "I broke my ribs! Oh my fucking god, my ribs!" Like, and then we realized like he was really in pain. He was like, we were just like, "Oh, you're fine, don't worry." But he really must have been in pain. So then finally, I just kind of like took him back to my house because I live like right around the corner, and gave him like frozen peas and told him to like, you know, just chill for a little and like lay down. But that could have been bad. Like, he could have got really, really, really hurt. He could have actually fell in the hole, and we could have had to like call like an ambulance or something to come and get him out. Like that would have been bad because we were already breaking so many rules. Like,
God. Did anybody ever find out, like the cops or like people in the neighborhood, that you guys would go in there?
I mean, it was like eventually people caught on because there was a parking lot right next door, and I mean, it's not usual that you see a group of teens just like walking on the train tracks, like and not coming back, like, you know what I mean? So it was kind of like people caught on eventually, and like my family, like, they'd ask me where I'm going. I'm kind of like an honest child. I'd be like, "I'm going to tetanus." They'd be like, "Oh, what's that?" But like, I mean, I wouldn't really explain myself. They just kind of knew where it was. But I do recall, like, this one time, I remember this one time when this little boy, he lived, I think, around the corner, like, up on Crescent Street or something. He was walking his dog on the train tracks, and we noticed him, like, really, like, eyeing us down from the fence, and he was really staring at us, and he kind of had, like, a dirty look on his face. He was outside the fence, but we were, like, inside, just, like, doing our thing. Our friends were skating, and this kid was just really staring at us. It was, like, so I decided to go and say something to him, and me and Anna, we just went over to him. We were like, "Hi, what's your name?" Like, we were trying to be nice because he was really like, like looking at us. So we were trying to be nice. We were like, "Hi, what's your name? You have such a pretty dog. Oh, this and that." What else, his name was Adolphus. So we were like asking him just like some questions, really getting friendly with him. Like, "Oh, where do you live? You have such a pretty dog. This and that." He was like, "You guys cannot be in there." And we were just so confused. We were like, "You're telling us?" Okay. And then he just like started kind of like, he kind of got mad at us for some reason. He was just like, "You guys can't be in there. That is private property. I live around the corner. If I see you guys there again, I'm going to tell my parents." And we just thought that was really funny.
There were also some not so bright times at the tetanus shot.
Our friend Gage, he was hanging out with this homeless person. I mean, what is this little like 7-year-old gonna do about us? I mean, honestly. So that was that. And I remember this one time, our friend Gage, he was hanging out with this homeless person for a little. He was hanging out with this homeless guy that was his friend. He met him at Rittenhouse. He met him at Rittenhouse downtown, and he just started hanging out with him because, like, he was cool. He was homeless. I guess Gage was getting drugs from him or something or another. I don't know. But he brought him, like, around, like, Manayunk, like, around us, and it was just kind of, like, it's kind of sketchy at first. And you see, we have, like, an ice cream shop, like, right up the street, like, Chloe's Corner, and I was working one night, and Gage, like, brought him over, and, like, he was, like, talking to us and, like, saying all this crap, and, like, I just was getting off work, so I left and went to tetanus. All right, then my brother calls me, my brother Nick, he was working then, he calls me, and he's like, "Chloe, who is this guy that's here with Gage?" Because Gage, I think Gage was working there at the time, too. He was just helping out, I think, that night. Yeah, he was. And then my brother calls me all pissed off, like, "Chloe, who is this guy hanging out with Gage?" I was like, "I don't know, like, his friend, I don't know." He was like, "All right, well, he's being really disrespectful," and I asked him to get off the lot, and he wouldn't. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell, like, I don't, do you want to, like, tell me what's going on? I was like, "Dude, I'm not associated with this guy, like, at all, so just don't ask me." And then Nick was just like, all right, well, I'm going to kick him off. So he might be coming down to where you are. I was like, cool, whatever. And so then, like, sure enough, the guy, like, ended up, like, rolling up at tennis, like, yo, your brother's such an asshole, like, he kicked me off the lot, like, fuck that, blah, blah, this and that. And I was just like, alright, chill, like, I don't know you, we don't know you, like, there was just a whole, like, squad at tennis, and we were just kind of, like, looking at this guy, like, who are you? And so then, finally, like, I texted Nick and told him, because he was being an asshole. And this guy was also really drunk at the time. He was just always drunk. He had, like, he was homeless. He had no money, but he had a bottle of whiskey at all times. So, and his was just, like, empty, and he was really drunk. So then, finally, my brother came to tennis and just walked straight up to the guy and just punched him right in the face. And this guy, like, he was just too drunk to even react. All right, he immediately fell, but then got up and just was, like, he was just making a fool out of himself, like, my brother was just like, come on, hit me, like, and all this crap, and then the guy was just like, the guy, like, swung at him, and then, like, tried to, like, attack him, just, like, but he didn't know what he was doing with his arms, he was just, like, he just jumped on my brother, so then my brother, like, ended up really, like, beating him up, and, I mean, I don't know, like, it was just pretty dangerous, like, we made him, like, we told him to leave, he left, and it was just kind of, like, it wasn't really good to have people, like, coming around there, because... just, like, people like that, because, you know, shit could have went down, that guy could have, like, he could have been really drunk, really hurt, and could have just, like, passed out somewhere outside of tennis, and then, like, the cops would have been called, like, an ambulance, and then they would have asked him where he was when this happened. They could have been, like, oh, he could have been, like, oh, at that place down there, that abandoned factory, and, like, they could have came in, like, you know, but...
You remember when Squirrely came down the first night we met him?
Oh my god, yes, Squirrely. Aw. Okay, Squirrely. He is just... Squirrely is Squirrely. His real name is Eric, but it's not his real name. His name is Squirrely. Okay, so he came down from, actually, he came down from D.C., and he stayed with my friend Brendan for, like, a week.
Wait, where did you meet Squirrely? Like, where did he come from?
Oh, our friends used to go to this camp called Woodward, okay, so all our friends ended up getting in the same cabin, like, our whole crew was just, like, gone for a week, so we were pretty lonely down at the shot, and, so they ended up being in a cabin with this kid named Eric Straven, whatever, and, named Eric, and they all called him Squirrely for whatever reason, and they became really close with him. He was just like one of them. So, I mean, they ended up getting really, really, like, close, getting their numbers, and then after Woodward, it just, like, it wasn't enough for Squirrely, so he ended up coming down, and then when he came down to chill with all of us, we met him for the first time at tennis. And I remember that day when we met him.
We were like, who's Squirrely?
Yeah, I remember that day when we met him. We went down to tennis, you know. And then Squirrely was just like, yo, I want to make a party line video. And I was like, all right, I'm going to be in it. Anyway, so then he made this whole video with everyone in it, and it was just like a bonding experience.
Now, do you still see Squirrely?
Of course, we all still hang out with him. I mean, we all, like, we talk to him, so he's like, every time he comes down, it's like, yo, Squirrely's coming down, like, oh shit, like, we're gonna have so much fun, like, what are we gonna do? Like, we have to actually do stuff.
He's just, like, a bundle of joy.
He really is. He's, like, a walking happy pill, honestly. Like, when Squirrely is just funny, like, everything about him just makes you laugh. I mean, he's really stupid, too. But he can be, like, really obnoxious, too. I remember this one time, there's, like, our crew down in Maniac, and then there's, like, the people up on Ridge. We call them just Ridge Rats because, I mean, that's what they are, but, I mean, alright, so, of course, like, Squirrely and a couple of our friends, they were all getting on. I started calling stuff out to Squirrely, and Squirrely, being Squirrely, decided to just go off at him. Alright, he was just like, who do you think you are? Like, alright, come on, are you talking smack? Like, oh, blah, blah, blah. He just, like, was just going crazy on him, and Brian, like, they're, like, Ridge Rats, like, they're just, like, they're, like, reckless. They're, like, rude and just, like, obnoxious and like they are disrespectful. Not like they're really disrespectful. So, and they know that where we hang out, they know that we hang out at tennis. Like a couple of them actually used to skate too, but I mean, they moved on, whatever. So then after all that happened, Squirrely almost got in a fight with these guys. All right. And then the next day we go to tennis, all like the whole like skate park that our boys have like been building up for like over like the whole summer was just completely like in the canal, across the fence and in the canal, like everything, like all the rails, all the ramps, everything. And it was just like, it was just, are you serious? Like our couches, like everything, like, and it was all because of Squirrely. But
but we forgive him.
We forgive him. We have to forgive Squirrely for everything and for breaking Mike's wall too. Everything. But it's always a fun time when he comes down.
Would you say this is like the whole tetanus thing was a good experience?
I mean, overall, definitely. I mean, I just recall, like, when tetanus was, like, ending, there were all these, like, trucks. Like, it was just, like, around, like, the end of the summer, and they, like, started doing some sort of construction. I mean, they, like, construction, like, that was just not even happening. They took out, like, all the trees and all that, but, like, that's it. But there were, like, trucks parked inside of tetanus. And they wouldn't be there, like, the people who own the trucks wouldn't be there at night. And this one night, like, it was my birthday, it was kind of, like, coming to, like, the end of the summer, in, like, the end of August, and we threw, like, a huge tetanus party, and everyone, like, kind of, like, got really, like, you know, out of hand. And our friends were, like, climbing on top of their truck, on top of their trucks, and, like, graffitiing all over their trucks, and this and that. And, like, everything, like, we made a mess. And we made a huge mess down there. And then the next day, like, after, like, the blur of that night from whatever happened, the next day we came back, it was all boarded up. All the tennis, our entrances, all the fences, like, they were just, it was all, like, completely boarded up. And, like, we were just kind of, like, lost. Like, it was kind of, it was weird, but it was a weird feeling. But, I mean, we dealt with it. I mean, my friend, of course, Anna lost her iPod that night.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't that night.
Or, yeah, you're right. It was before that.
Yeah, it was before that.
But we tried. Oh, yeah, it was before that. And we went back the next morning at, like, 5 in the morning looking for it. Oh, God, that night. Oh, my God. But, I mean, a lot went on this summer. I mean, that summer of tennis. Like, so much between, like, just, like, with guys, and, like, it was just us, like, discovering, like, having, like, trying to, like, have fun, but in all the wrong ways, and it was just, it was fun, though. It was an experience.
There were many boundaries that were crossed in summer of 2011, but, you know, sometimes in order to have fun, you have to cross them boundaries.